The audio you're about to indulge in was created by me, Snaky Smut. It was recorded by a consenting adult, for consenting adults, over the age of 18. If you were considered a minor, please do not consume my content as you have been warned. My audios are not to be re-hosted, re-uploaded, re-shared to any other platform without my explicit permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy. Oh my God. There was no way I was going to that party tonight. I wouldn't be caught dead at her house. I know my mom's on that retreat and dad's traveling for work, but God, I don't even want to be seen there, you know? Besides, Samantha is so fucking fake. I wish people saw through her already. I mean, I respect her skills, but blowjobs are not a replacement for her personality. I know. But that's the thing. I don't care who she has sex with. She's not even enjoying it. It's like she has a list of names she's working her way down. If you're going to degrade yourself, you should at least have a good time doing it. Oh, you think he's going to go after her? No way. I mean, the rumors. He only goes after sluts, right? Just total skanks. But honestly, the victims so far haven't really been like that. They've been pretty normal, to be honest. They just seemed like they've slept around or had rumors spread about them. Robin was even a virgin, if you can believe it. No, I'm positive she was, and he still fucking wasted her. He spread her all over the living room for her parents to see. Oh my God, calm down. I'm not saying it was a good thing that she died. She was really nice, but that's not gonna stop me from looking at the crime scene photos. Oh, guess what? There's going to be a podcast about our humble little town. It's coming out in a few months. Yeah, totally. The police and the FBI can't catch the Pinewood Slasher, but I'm sure some audio nerds from the internet are gonna get him. Oh, shit. No, I'm fine. The power went out. I know that they say that's the first thing that happens when he chooses a victim, but we're still talking. Well, they say the second thing he does is jam cell phones and... Hello? Are you fucking around? Hello? Shit. Why mom and dad have to live not just in a shitty small town, but in the middle of the country, I will never know. Fucking internet and cell service goes out every fucking storm. Hello? Is anyone there? Fuck, I'm losing my shit. There was a branch hitting a goddamn window like it was the last time you heard glass breaking. Or it was the fucking cat. Oh shit. Hello? Is someone there? I was just on a call with my friend, and she knows you cut the internet and the power. She's gonna call the cops in a minute. She's fucking crazy like that. And they'll just come out here shooting first and thinking later, so you better fucking leave. They're gonna think you're... Oh my God. They're not gonna think anything. You're actually him. You're the Pinewood Slasher. No, wait. Don't kill me yet. Because I know who you are. I do. I didn't think I could be right at first, but now I know that I am. Because you took the fucking bait. I've been acting so slutty and petty and mean, and only a few people even know. So, I know I'm right. You don't need to worry. This isn't some kind of trap. There's no hidden cameras, and there definitely aren't any cops. I just made that up. I love my best friend, but Addison is a complete fluffhead. She's just gonna wait for me to text her later. You could do that on my phone when you stop jamming cell service. She'd think it was me. Obviously, I mean, after you murder me. You won't speak, but I can guess what you're thinking. How did she know how to become such an irresistible little victim? Let's pretend for a second that I don't know who you are. I'm still pretty observant. I looked at all the girls you bled out, and I figured out what you look for in a victim. I think you've been watching me for days. And no, I didn't catch you looking, but I did feel you there. And why were you looking? Because I've been wearing the tightest shirts I could find. And because of these little shorts. I mean, none of this is even comfortable, so why else would I wear it? Oh, and I've been extra mean and petty lately. That's something else that you look for in a date, right? That's what I call your victim's dates. Is that weird? I don't want to come off as weird. I just, I'm obsessed with you. And that was well before I knew who you were. I've got a book under my bed upstairs, and it's got every newspaper article that's ever been out about you. I've printed up everything in the local news and all the theories that the internet sleuths have about you. Some of it is really ridiculous. Do you know that people say that you're just a spree killer? Can you believe that? You've been doing this for over 2 decades, and it's all so planned and perfect, and they think you're disorganized? Please. No. Sorry. I can get a bit worked up over it when I'm talking about it. Anyway, what I was getting at with all that mean and petty and slutty stuff before is that it took me a long time, but I figured out that what you were looking for wasn't how someone actually was, but how they were perceived to be. I didn't understand it at first, but I started to realize that while you killed guys, they tended to be incidental or in the way or maybe just for fun. But the girls, they were different. You always spent so much time on them. Maybe not in the moment, but the kills are so planned out. I used to be so fascinated with them when I was a little girl. When I got older, I started to get turned on by reading about what happened to them. I know it's sick, obviously. And then I just sort of memorized everything. I guess that's why I noticed things that others didn't. You don't care if the kids do drugs or are promiscuous or even if they're teenagers. You want them to appear a certain way. To look oh so desirable and be in charge and a bit mean and, well, I started looking things up and I realized you wanted an archetype. Yeah. That's why I'm taking comparative mythology. You were super confused by that, weren't you? Well, I did have an ulterior motive, and it wasn't just because the professor is cute. Oh, don't make that sound. You know I only have eyes for you. God, I mean, you have to know now. I've always been a bit morbid. Mom freaks out about it once a month now, but that doesn't matter anymore. You definitely noticed when I started being bad. Oh, I wasn't actually fucking any of those guys you saw me with, but I made sure to be seen. And I made up everything in my secret diary on my laptop, by the way. I had to make the password tough to guess, but not impossible. I mean, I know you're not really a techie. I guess I know almost everything about you. I know you even better than Mom because, let's face it, she only knows half of you, and she doesn't appreciate the half she gets. So, you don't have to take the mask off. I mean, it's sexy as fuck. But I'm not going to call you the Pinewood Slasher either. I'll just call you Daddy. I mean, because that's who you are. It's always been you, always my daddy. The time you spend out of town always lines up. The reading you do, the way you work out all the time, but are very careful to never show off your body so no one suspects. And once I was suspicious, I did some snooping and found the trap door in the shed. Yes, Daddy, I spent hours out there just looking at your weapons and your altar and your trophies. It was all so beautiful. I wait till I'm sure you're really out sometimes, and I sneak down there and I just light the candles and touch myself. I come so hard, Dad, to the thought of you penetrating me. First with your cock, and then with your blade. I know. I've surprised you so much tonight. You don't have to talk. I can tell in your posture. You thought this was going to be simple, didn't you? It's just me. Your perfect little girl. Your ideal victim. I did it right, Daddy. I did it right where all of the others failed. Only I understood what you needed. I knew you were doing something ritualistic, but I had no idea what it was. So I started looking into the occult, and I found the right book in the back of the library. God knows how old it is. And the notes in the margins were in your handwriting. You must have made them so long ago, maybe even when you were my age. I learned about the rules, about how you could enact a very powerful ritual if you found the right person, the right victim. She must be the archetype if she is to rise again as your right hand. She must be both corrupt and unsullied. She must be venerated by men who wish to debase her. She must be fickle and wanton as the goddess Ishtar she represents. The archetype. You needed a goddess, someone pure who is also sensual, someone who seemed to dominate the men around her. Someone who could be beautiful and intense and flawed and shallow, too. So, just for you, I became what you needed. I became the goddess Ishtar in the flesh. I mean, we both know I don't have any powers or anything, but that doesn't matter. You're doing a ritual. I'm sorry, Daddy. I'm not smart enough to figure out what it is, but I know that the mask you wear and the knife you carry are part of it. So, you never talk. All the survivors agree on that, even the ones who think they killed you. They must be part of it too. I'm not special, not in and of myself. I have to die, I get it, but when you kill me, I'll become special. You'll make me part of something bigger. So now that I'm your sacred goddess, you have to kill me so you can complete your life's work. I guess I might not live to see the end, but maybe, Dad, you can do me one tiny little favor. I'm still a virgin, Daddy. I've never been touched, much less fucked, and I need to be fucked so badly right now. I'm closer to death than I've ever been, and I've never been this turned on. And, well, it's not even incest if you fuck me wearing the mask, right? It's not like you're really my daddy if I can't see your face, right? Fuck me and use me before you sacrifice me. I'll start on my knees so I can worship you. You like that, right? Having your perfect, pure little goddess on her knees for you? Mouth open. And eager, and taste so fucking good. So fucking good, Daddy. I can taste your body and your sweat and even a little blood, but that might be my imagination. Or maybe not. Have you already been naughty tonight? God, I could do this for hours. I love how you look. I can't get enough air. Daddy, you can't kill me yet. You haven't fucked me yet, and I have to breathe. What? I won't, I won't question you anymore. Yeah, okay. I'm ready to be good. I'll just lay down on my bed. The bed that you've tucked me in before. And you can rape me here if you want. You can cut them off me, Daddy. Cut the clothes off me like you do your victims. Your other victims. No. Oh. Oh. God. Oh, you're so fucking good with that knife, Daddy. Oh, your hand is so steady. I'm ready for you, Daddy. And you're so big and hard. That's it. Force my legs open, Daddy. Just shove it in. Fuck, Daddy. Oh, was... that was so amazing. I'm glad you didn't say anything. Your body told me everything. I know that I'm right about who you are. You smell just like him. But now you've come inside me. You've made me yours. And finished at least part of the ritual. I don't think it matters, but I was a virgin, Daddy. You made me a woman. So, now... You have to finish it. You have to sacrifice me. Same as the others. You're not doing anything. Why not? You're laughing at me? That's rude. I mean, okay, I get that you've put your knife away and oh, you're going to take your mask off? Really? I get to see you? This has to mean you finished the ritual. So, maybe it wasn't what I thought it was. Maybe you weren't looking for the perfect victim. Maybe you were looking for the perfect partner. No, Daddy. I'm going to make you so proud. Designs for a mask and a knife and everything. We're going to drown this town in blood, but first a kiss, and then let's make love in your bed until Mom gets home. She's going to be so surprised to know what we've been up to while she's gone. I can't wait to see the final look of fear on her face as her eyes glaze over.